247. Welcome to today's Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247 online. We're studying at the moment 2 Peter, and we're at the second chapter. And today we're at verse 4. Now, in my mind, this is how I'm feeling at the moment. Maybe the Lord is going to tell me something different, but I am feeling that after today, I want to skip to chapter 3. And I'll tell you for why. Because right here is the danger of false teachers. Now, I could stay on this for days and days and days and days. And I don't think you need to hear it every single day for days and days and days. That is how I am feeling, beloved. This is not what the Lord is telling me. This is how I am feeling. Let's look at verse 4. It says, "For God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, into the gloomy pit of darkness, where they will be held until the day of judgment." Now, something I notice already when I've traveled to different churches, when I've been to different churches, and I've heard what people say to me, very rarely does a minister, does a pastor, does a priest, does a vicar bring you a sermon on hell. Personally, I think it's very, very important. The reason is this: when Jesus talked about hell, he didn't talk about it accusing you or being accusatory. He did it in love. And I believe Peter is bringing you this in love. He says in verse 2, "Many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality." He's talking about these false prophets that are going to emerge, certainly in the last days. And we see that happening today. Many, many of them. I watched a documentary the other day that really curled my hair, I tell you. It was about Jonestown and Jim Jones, where all of those people, 900 of them, committed suicide together. It was terrible. But I'm not going to judge. From what I could see, I felt it was terrible. And what was interesting, on the face of it, when you looked at Jim Jones, and you heard what he taught, you thought to yourself, hang on, he's a Christian. He loves the Lord. He loves to preach. And then one particular day, he picked up the Bible and said, "There's no power in this. This is just a book." And he threw it across the room. And right there, I thought, mm-mm. And when people were in the audience, in the congregation, they saw that. I thought to myself, why did they not know there was something wrong right there and then? It's because they had been brainwashed, beloved. They had been brainwashed. Peter says today, "For God did not spare even the angels who sinned. He threw them into hell, into gloomy pits of darkness, where they are all being held until the day of judgment, until that final day." You see, Satan himself was actually thrown out of heaven simply because he said that he was more beautiful than God. And Satan and a third of the angels in heaven were cast down. That is the fact. That is what happened. That is what Scripture tells us. And we have to be on our guard, beloved. When you listen to someone preaching, what are you hearing exactly? What is attracting you to that person to hear them preach? Maybe it's your pastor in church, in which case you know that pastor well. But what if it's someone you've never heard preach before? What is attracting you about what they are saying? Is it because it lines up with your own wishes, with what you want? Or is it because the Holy Spirit is saying, do you know what? This person is fine. This person is one of my servants, one of my children. I feel that we have to be so discerning today, beloved. I really do. I was listening to someone preaching the other day, and I thought to myself, I know you're a born-again Christian, but I'm really not sure about the things you're saying. They don't sit right with me. I was discussing with a friend only yesterday about another apostolic minister who had a worldwide ministry. And I remember talking to my friend only yesterday, and he was saying to me, you know, when we went for that meeting, and that was some years ago, he said, do you remember that meeting? And I said, yes, I do. And he said to me, right there and then, I wasn't happy. There was something that didn't sit right with me. And so my question to him was, well, why did you continue? Why did you walk down that road? Why did you get linked to that? And he says, I don't know. You see, beloved, we can be drawn in very, very easily. And today there are many, many false prophets, people that will tell you things that actually aren't going to happen at all. And these false prophets sometimes do it purposely, and other times they're drawn into something that they don't really want to be involved in the first place. What is as astonishing is verse 3, where it says, in their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction will not be delayed. Anytime, beloved, anytime you put your hand in your pocket and you draw out your money to give to a ministry, whatever that ministry is, you need to seriously pray. You need to say to Almighty God, Lord, do you want me to give my money to this ministry, to this church? What would you have me do with your money that you have given me? The reason I say that as well is because the money that you have has been given to you by Almighty God, and you are a steward of that money. Anytime someone has said to me, I want to donate some money toward your ministry, I've always said this, have you prayed about that first? Because you do not give a penny to this ministry unless you have prayed and Almighty God has told you that's what he wants to do, or that you have a check in your spirit to say, yes, that is fine. Otherwise, I wouldn't accept it. You see, beloved, we have to be right before God, because otherwise there are going to be a lot of questions to answer. And I don't want to make a mistake. And I don't want you to make a mistake. I want you to know that what you're listening to and what you're being fed by is the food that is coming from Almighty God and not from man. It's as simple as that. I couldn't put it any plainer than that. I want you to know that the food that you are eating, the food that is coming from heaven, is actually coming from heaven and not from man. That is what I want for your life, for your continued life, and for your welfare. And I say that to you today in love, beloved. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as your beloved people listen to whoever is bringing your word, Lord, that you would give them a mighty power of discernment to know that it is coming from you or that it is coming from the evil one. I pray that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.